The world was at war, 1939 to 1945. Over the 6-year period, almost 100 million people from 50 nations around the globe had been part of the bloodiest, most expensive, and most damaging conflict man had ever seen. Yet throughout history, a greater and even more important struggle than the Second World War wages for the souls of each man, woman, and child in a realm unseen. One of the greatest battlefronts in this war is music. The dynamic power of a melodious composition to communicate God's word is indisputable. So also is the devastating ability of an imbalanced tune to damage or destroy body, soul, and spirit. The slightest compromise in times of war lays the foundations for future defeat. Similarly, by establishing strong, biblically secure foundations, the kingdom of heaven is advanced to further victory. On the front lines of this battle of pitches and rhythms during the 1940s was a hymn writer who often used the pen name Harold Deal. Mr. Deal recognized the tremendous need for good music and used this name, as well as his own, to sign thousands of hymns and gospel songs. One afternoon, as the Allies clashed with the Axis armies around the world, the hymn writer was sitting in his study discussing the importance of providing good Christian music for children